From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director John Kelly issued new immigration rules Tuesday. The rules expand the list of immigrants who face immediate removal, sets forth a plan to hire thousands of enforcement agents, and enlist local authorities in enforcing federal immigration laws. The plans were issued in two memos. They implement President Donald Trump's January 25th executive orders. Iraqi troops have pushed into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of an offensive to take the city. Lisa Schlein reports that United Nations officials are keeping an eye on the civilian population as the fighting rages.
This has aid agencies worried and preparing for the eventuality that up to 250,000 people might flee the city. The UN Refugee Agency is focusing its efforts on building new camps to house the displaced. The UNHCR has completed eight camps and says it is planning to start work at another site south of Mosul. UNHCR spokesman Matthew Saltmarsh says conditions are raising concern for the well-being of civilians in the city. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said on Tuesday her government is committed to working with European allies despite occasional disagreements.
At the end of the day, no one should misinterpret occasional policy differences and debates as a signal of anything less than total commitment to our alliances in Europe. That commitment is strong.
Haley called NATO the strongest alliance in history and said the U.S. is working to make the organization even more effective. For more on that, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump has condemned a recent surge in anti-Semitic threats across the country. The president said anti-Semitic threats targeting the Jewish community are a reminder that work still needs to be done to root out hate and prejudice. Mr. Trump's remarks were made while he paid a visit Tuesday to the new National Museum of African American History and Culture on the National Mall.
This tour is a meaningful reminder of why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms.
President Trump. The White House press secretary Tuesday defended the president's labeling of the press the enemy of the American people. Sean Spicer accused news organizations, or at least some of them, of purposely reporting biased and inaccurate information. At the daily press briefing, Spicer said the president has deep respect for the First Amendment and the role of the press, but added it's a two-way street. A military court in Israel Tuesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker last year in the West Bank. Prosecutors had asked for a harsher sentence for Elor Azaria after he was convicted last month of manslaughter. The shooting in the city of Hebron came to light when a video emerged showing Azaria shooting an injured Palestinian following the stabbing of an Israeli soldier. Ecuador's presidential election will go to an April 2nd runoff, pitting leftist Lenin Moreno against conservative Guillermo Lasso. That's the announcement that was made Tuesday by the nation's Electoral Council. An official says the decision to hold the runoff is irreversible, even though 5% of the vote is still uncounted. Responding to the UN declaration that famine in South Sudan has been aggravated by the conflict there between government and rebel forces, President Salva Kiir pledged Tuesday that aid workers will have free access to civilians throughout the country. The fighting that has been going on in the South Sudan area since 2013 has left up to 100,000 people facing starvation. President Kiir said his government will ensure that all humanitarian and development organizations have unimpeded access to needy populations. Nigeria says President Muhammadu Buhari has extended his medical leave in London for a second time. An advisor said Tuesday that during the president's annual checkup, tests showed he needed a longer period of rest. He said there's no reason for Nigerians to worry, but he did not say when the president would return to Africa. The leader of the continent's most populous country left for London January 19th and has been only seen in photographs since then. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.